This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Thrill-Hill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
Oh, I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth.
Earth.
And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. And today, gentlemen, you will be competing against one another. And today, you have your choice of one of three categories. Today, we offer you Animalize This, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem. Seriously, where you guess the petty conflict that led to violence. And finally today, License to Spill, where you guess the substance responsible for creating the mess.
Animals!
All right, we go to Tennessee, where a Tennessee woman said she was feeding her cats when she was nearly attacked by a different animal. The incident occurred last week as the anonymous woman was giving her pets food when another animal tried to attack her. Now, police don't know where it came from or who it belonged to, but the startled woman, she grabbed the shotgun, and she did not shoot the animal. She beat the living piss out of her with her shotgun. Now, the severely injured creature was then taken to the Chattanooga Zoo, where veterinarians tried in vain to save it. Jake Cash, that's the director of marketing communications at the Chattanooga Zoo, he told the outlet, quote, "Every animal care professional we spoke to, and that was in the room, decided that the best obvious course of action was just a humane euthanasia due to the severity of the animal's injuries." Again, she did not shoot the animal with a shotgun. She beat it with it. Now, the animal was male, not an adult. And they added that while people are allowed to own these animals in Tennessee, he does not recommend it. Now, the question is, what was the animal that basically got pistol whipped to death? Was it an ostrich? Was it a camel? Was it a monkey? Or was it a llama? So ostrich, camel, monkey, or llama?
It's legal to own in Tennessee.
In Tennessee. Kind of like Ohio.
Not recommended and has a proclivity to attack.
I'm going monkey.
I'm going ostrich.
Ostrich. I think it's a camel. Because he specifically said it wasn't a full adult.
Yes. Okay.
So it was close enough that she could reach up and still hit it with the butt of her shotgun.
Okay. What did she beat with the butt of her shotgun? An ostrich, a camel, a monkey, or a llama? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Categories analyzed this. We head to Tennessee. A woman was attacked while she was feeding her cats by a different animal. She beat the animal with a shotgun.
Yeah, she had the shotgun. Didn't shoot it.
They had to put the animal down.
That's
our question
crazy.
Is,
shot it.
What did she beat with the gun? Ostrich, camel, monkey, or a llama?
And let us start with D. Ted Smith. You went with a camel.
Camel.
Known to be nasty, but not a camel in this case.
You have a nasty camel.
So, Mike, you went with an ostrich.
Damn it. Yes, I did.
It was not an ostrich. Not a bad guess.
Down with a sickness.
Miles, you went with the monkey.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes.
She beat the hell out of the monkey.
Of course she did. It's a monkey.
It's just weird to me, like, you have a shotgun. You grabbed your shotgun because this thing's attacking you, but instead of shooting it, you're like, nah, I'm going to beat your ass with this.
I'd bet a dollar it wasn't loaded. Because I think the same thing that you do. If she has a shotgun at her disposal, she's popping that thing off, unless it's not loaded.
Maybe she just has good trigger discipline. Personally, me...
Or didn't want to shoot in her house.
I'm blasting that monkey.
No, man, I could beat this thing to death.
Mountball TV News all the time. Time for TV time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
I think maybe that lady's just a sick individual. It's like, but take my time.
That's right.
I'm going to make him pay.
Oh, you came to the wrong house, little monkey. I'm going to beat you with this here shotgun.
This is my boomstick. Only booming's going to be your head.
Boom, boy.
Mike, I know you were fired up. Did you watch some of SummerSlam?
I watched all of SummerSlam.
All right. I'm not a big wrestling guy, but I think one of the highlights was musical superstar Jelly Roll was there. Now, they'll describe it here in this clip, but Jelly Roll basically is knocked out. He's outside the cage. Whoever Logan Paul's helper is, some other dude.
Drew McIntyre.
Right. Puts him on top of the announcer table. Logan Paul leaps through the air.
McIntyre now. Putting Jelly Roll, who's just knocked out cold. Wait, he's out cold. Oh. Logan Paul climbing to the top of the ring post. Toasted Supreme.
Here's your viral moment, everyone.
And a splash through Jelly Roll through the announce table.
That was a damn fine hit.
So, right, I had to watch it because that doesn't do it justice, right? Logan Paul is jumping outside, right? So he's on the corner, but he's jumping outside, not in the ring.
Over to the announce desk.
Right, and again, I understand it's scripted. I'm not going to say fake. I understand the table's made to break away. That's got to hurt him and Jelly Roll.
It still hurts.
You
look at that. There is no way that there was no injury of any kind on there. Like, what is kind of funny is that you can see how green Jelly Roll is because he took a lot of hits that night. Like, he did a really good job. He held his own out there. But every time, you could tell when he was about to take a hit because he would pose up and clearly what they told him to do.
I did notice that. Yeah. He's supposed to be, like, knocked out. And, like, the dude's moving him, and then he kind of just moves his own hand.
You're right.
It draws his junk.
Basically,
you pull the shoulders up so that you don't get all the impact there on your chest. But Jelly Roll really did hold his own out there. Logan Paul, love him or hate him as a person, he fits out there in that wrestling ring. He is a high flyer. He's obviously a heel, and he does a really, really good job with it. And that whole group, that trio, really took Jelly Roll in and worked well with him.
Well, good, man.
Well, the other thing, too, is like whether it's Logan Paul or what's his brother's name?
Jake Paul.
Jake Paul. Like, you can't deny the athleticism. They both work hard at it.
Mm-hmm.
And like, yeah, Jake Paul's out there doing his boxing stuff. He gets millions.
Yeah.
Right. Logan's just like, screw it, I'll be a wrestler.
Well, and he's got a great deal with the WWE. His podcast has just been picked up by him. His energy drink and whatever, you know, Gatorade alternative that he's got, Prime.
Prime. Kids love it.
They do.
It is shocking to me how fired up. And in his credit, because Prime has an energy drink plus just like a Gatorade vert, like an electrolyte one. But yeah, you told me about a thrill, and then my cousin's kids, they play lacrosse, so it's the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's got to be Prime.
Yeah, like I told you about it because my son told me about it. He's asking if he could get Prime. I'm like, I actually thought he meant Amazon because we're at home. I'm like, well, what do you need? He's like, Prime. I'm like, what do you need it for? So that went around for a couple of minutes. Finally, he's like, you don't know what I'm talking about. So that's always the
Clearly
case.
Not.
So he's like, it's a drink. And then, like, my wife and I had to research it. I'm like, I have no idea what this is. So he plays volleyball. I guess one of the cool kids there introduced him to Prime. But it's not just about having Prime. They have different bottles. They have different flavors. So he wants to kind of collect all the bottles. And I'm like, okay, you know what? They did it to me when I was a kid. I got to collect them all kind of thing. So I get it.
My cousin told a story of his two sons going back and forth about who gets the last bit of this bottle.
All right.
They're like on a road trip. Basically, it just comes down to him being like, just give me the bottle. Just opens it up and dumps it out on the highway. And it's like, all right, now nobody gets it.
Now we're good to go. Now we go.
I did that with an iPad years ago. I just could not take it anymore. Thing broke over my knee. I'm like, solved.
There.
And the kids cried themselves to sleep. I was so angry.
The other big thing I wanted to talk about over the weekend, well, there was a few things. But Major League Baseball, right, their viewership has gone down over the years. Baseball's tried a lot of different things. Pitch clock.
I love it.
Speeding up the game. Yesterday was one of the few days where I was like, I wish this game lasted a little longer. But I'm 99% in on, like, make the games faster.
I absolutely am, yeah.
Right? Especially when you go to them, it's pretty interesting. So they've done a few things, right? Like, they do the game they do out in the cornfield, right? Like Field of Dreams.
Yeah.
Right? They'll have a Major League Baseball game at the Little League World Series. A couple years ago, they played in Wembley.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I want to say they played down at SC at the Coliseum. So this year, they have this giant idea. They're going to go to Bristol Motor Speedway. Now, if you don't know, it's a NASCAR track, but also a couple years ago, it hosted Virginia Tech.
Yeah.
And who was it? Virginia Tech and Tennessee in college football. So they've kind of done stuff at this environment before. So Saturday is like, we're going to build a baseball stadium in there. In the infield, you're going to have somewhere between 90 and 100,000 people.
Damn.
They did not expect the weather. And from what I've read, baseball was not prepared for the amount of people. So here's just some of the people talking about how bad it went.
Which one here?
Bristol.
In what was supposed to be the coolest baseball game you have ever seen, with nearly 90,000 fans packing Bristol Motor Speedway, Mother Nature took over.
Major League Baseball game in the middle of a racetrack.
Chaos. Yeah. Braves versus Reds rainout.
The blunder at Bristol.
So, Jesus. Yeah, I mean, that's what happened. And look, to their credit, I was up early for Seafair. SportsCenter, it was just like going to the track.
Right, right.
Like, this is where Tony Stewart threw a helmet at another guy, right? Like, I was getting hyped. I was like, this is insane. Like, what are they doing? So then I went and did Seafair stuff, get to a bar, we turn on the game. It is in like the third hour of a rain delay. Then they went out there, tried to play baseball. It was still dumping rain. And I mean, Miles, you'll appreciate this as a baseball guy. I just said, there's not enough like the dry stuff you put on the dirt.
Oh.
Quick dry or whatever. I was like, there's not enough of that in the state of Tennessee to play this game.
Right.
So then we hopped online and started looking at some of the stuff. And apparently Bristol is ready for races, right?
Yeah.
And one thing about NASCAR, a lot of the tracks, which is cool, is you bring in your own cooler.
Mm-hmm.
You can bring in food. You can bring in drinks, whatever you want. Baseball said, nah. You got to use our concessions. Mm. So now you have this rain delay, which nobody can help other than it is Tennessee in early August.
Who knew?
They ran out of hot dog buns. They were serving people just hot dogs. Just raw, not raw, nah, but just a hot dog.
Yeah.
No bun, same price.
Raw dogging it.
Come on.
Yeah.
So say nachos. Someone hands you this naked hot dog, right? Because to me, when I get the hot dog, particularly at baseball, because I do like a hot dog at baseball, I also want to put my mustard and onions on there.
Yeah.
Without the bun, I'm not doing it.
You wouldn't put it to the side? If you're getting the dog, are you still dressing it?
I don't know,
Bunless.
Man.
It was cooked.
Bunless.
Yeah, I think I'm so disappointed. I'm just like, F it. I'm just going to eat it. I mean, you're right. I could.
That was what most people were just like, look, we've been stuck in here. The lines are so long, we're starving. We're just going to eat the hot dogs. And then again, nachos, but there was no cheese on them.
So the chips.
Correct. The saddest tweet, I read was a guy who said, they're out of hot dogs, they're out of Coca-Cola, and I can't smoke a cigarette underneath the grandstand.
Oh.
Now, to most of us that live in Seattle, like, of course you can't. This poor bastard lives somewhere in Tennessee.
It's Tennessee.
He's driven.
He's
right.
Hungry.
He doesn't even want a Nick beer. Fit? Right. He wants a soda, a hot dog, and smoke one cigarette.
Come on.
And now he's just stuck in there. Also, just kind of funny, because, I mean, they spent millions on that field and everything else. It was just like, of course it got rained out.
Mm-hmm.
So they played on Sunday. People still showed up. It looked cool. It just, I don't know. That one was bad.
That's
it,
bad.
Yeah. And it rains for real out there in Tennessee. How saturated was that field by the time they got out there?
Oh, it was a joke. Like I said, me and my buddy are sitting there, and they go to take the field, and I was like, and you know me, I'm looking at the yeah. live radar, and I'm like, it doesn't matter that you're basically running around in puddles. Like that, another cell's coming through.
Right.
It's just that, I mean, I would say anywhere almost in the Appalachian Mountains at this time of year, like you're going to have storms like, every night.
When the wind blows across the top of the mountain, mm-hmm. the way those valleys work, like the Smokies.
Yeah.
So those areas hold heat.
Okay.
And the wind blows over the top.
So it just kind of keeps lifting it up and over the top.
Basically, it's an oven.
Oh, Lordy.
That never cools off. That area goes like that. It's nuts.
That's
why you see all the smoke rising up.
It's correct. Tennessee.
Yes.
It's
mist. It's not smoke.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, look, I told you, when I went to Knoxville the one time, it was disgustingly hot and humid all day.
Mm-hmm.
And then we saw those clouds roll in. And then, yeah, it was like a two-hour rain delay. They never ran through the damn tee. Second time, 50 years. But again, it's like, well, it was Labor Day weekend. We were in Tennessee. Like, I expected it to rain at some point.
Yeah, if you wanted to do, I don't know, an outdoor tennis thing, and you said, we're going to do Seattle in February, we would tell them, it's a bad idea.
Right.
There's certain weather you can count on at a certain time of the year. And news to MLB, Tennessee, this time of the summer, kind of hot and gross.
Yeah, exactly. Let's see, Lottie Anderson. She passed away. A lot of people, after what they say, an acute prolonged illness. A lot of people remember her for basically being like one of the original kind of hot bombshells.
Were you a Lonnie Anderson fan?
I was. She was.
Hang on.
She's just not my.
She's basically Suzanne Summers before Suzanne Summers.
Yeah. I wore the shirt.
Oh, no. I saw it. Yeah. WKRP, okay. Right.
She's very pretty.
Yeah, she was. And she basically just played kind of an idiot in the show.
She did, but she played an idiot playing an idiot. So the one thing about the show is she would always play stupid because she had that look. She understood why she was hired. But when the S hit the fan, like, she's the only person that had any idea what the F was going on.
But she was like the perfect representative of that era.
Oh,
like in
sure.
real life, she married Burt Reynolds.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Yeah. Like all these things. It's like, go figure.
Right.
Yeah. I put a little bit in there of just like one of the opening scenes where like they're talking to her and she had a lot to say.
Morning, Jennifer.
Morning, Herb.
Any calls?
No.
Messages?
Nope.
Mail?
None.
How about lunch?
No lunch either.
Dinner?
Busy.
Okay, how about later at my place?
You're married, Herb.
Oh, yeah. I'm Andy Travis, the new program director. Sorry, I got a meeting. We'll talk later. If you last that long. Nice fellow.
One of the best. Would you like to see the big guy?
The big guy?
The skipper, the chief, the head honcho, the jerk who runs this place?
It's a very fitting shirt that you're wearing there, Miles.
That's my one.
KRP and Cincinnati shirt.
Before landing WKRP, she auditioned to actually be Chrissy Snow on Three's Company.
Oh, really?
Lost out to Suzanne Summers. But she was in a bunch of stuff. 1980, James Mansfield story. Like they say, along a relatively unknown Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I had no idea what he was saying.
And then the main thing I remember her for, Miles, you're right. It's like in the 80s, like his tabloids at the end of the checkout thing were a big deal at the grocery store. And that was, she was always in there because of Burt Reynolds and this and that. So it was like, yeah, that's how I kind of knew her.
Yeah, she was always just amazing. There was Farrah Fawcett, Suzanne Summers, Lonnie Anderson. They were kind of, you know, your blonde triplets at the time.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I wanted to give a special shout out to Kong TV. It's nice to see those Blue Angels of the boats racing again yesterday.
Yes, sir.
Saturday, I went down to the Museum of Flight, which was awesome. Watched all the planes take off. And then, yesterday, like, watched the Mariners game. And then, like, I remember for years, Cairo always had it.
Yeah.
And then they switched over to Kong, but it wasn't on the on like the thing. It kept saying paid program or whatever. So I was at a bar. I was like, trust me. And they're like, it's not. I said, trust me. I'm kind of a psycho. I've been looking up the schedule all week. Like, Miles and Vegetable Friday. Like, it's on there. But yeah, I just think when you live in Seattle, like, Seafair is just such a massive event.
Yes.
And it kind of, I don't want to say ends the summer, but like, everybody kind of had the same attitude I was talking to yesterday. They're like, got a couple more things. We'll think I'm ready for ball.
Yeah,
fall.
Right.
And it's like, yeah, right? I mean, I don't know. It seems like you bank your schedule around it. I also sounded like one of the old timers. Like, remember when they used to be able to go past the 520 bridge? Yeah, the Jets were badass back then. And then also Saturday, I got so fired up. At one point, the Apache came by, and I was like, if that thing just kind of scrapes the infield, fires off some live rounds, and it's like, they're not going to do that.
Why would they do
that? It would look awesome.
Yes, it would.
Right? I'm with you. I would love a little munitions demonstration.
Like a G.I. Joe thing?
Hell yeah.
Well, yeah, because they did the awesome with the Chinook helicopter, and those guys jumped out into the lake and kind of were like, oh, yeah, look what they're doing. Like, again, it would be wildly dangerous. It probably could be done. But, like, let that Apache fire those cannons on the side or that minigun.
Put it out over the sound, put some rounds in
just
the water.
Just blow it into the lake.
Yeah.
Yeah, a couple fish by it. So what?
Clear the area, make sure nobody's in there. And
yeah. But when that thing came across Bowie Field, I was like, if that just started shooting those guns, I was like, this beer guard would be electric. So I was like, yeah, and somebody
electric.
Might die.
Electric.
Put some damn blanks in there or something like
electric.
That.
Electric. Yeah, man. Put some of that gas or whatever it is, you know, the rednecks to use out in the woods to
yeah.
blow up cars when you're shooting at
little tracer rounds. Come on now. Let's have some fun.
But it was awesome watching that. And again, shout out to Kong for having that on. It was good to see. Let's see. If you like King of the Hill, good news. Back on Hulu tonight. New episodes.
Nice.
Let's go, baby.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Florida Sheriff helps get an alligator out of a swimming pool with his bare hands. Meanwhile, if you want to get rid of your small pet, a zoo in Denmark, they've got some plans. Farmers in France get rid of RV squatters with liquid poo. A Wendy's manager works his last shift at a Tennessee drive-thru. And a Maryland man wins a lottery and will do something totally stupid with his winnings. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, our top story, we go to Denmark, where they're looking for pets. The local zoo has put out a campaign asking for anybody's pets that are healthy and in need of relocation for one reason or another. They're mainly looking for guinea pigs, chickens, and rabbits, among other things, whatever you have. But before you think that they're trying to fill their exhibits with the newly acquired pets... think again. They're right out and honest about the fact that they need the animals for their predators.
Oh.
They say that the pets will be humanely euthanized before becoming fodder for their predators, all with the idea of preserving natural behavior, nutrition, and well-being.
Then it's not natural behavior. It depends on the animal. A predator.
Exactly.
It depends on the animal.
It needs to be alive.
It does need to be alive.
That's
it
what
does.
Predators
yes.
do.
Right. Yeah. They don't need dead things.
Yeah.
Hyenas do.
Sure.
They do. Yeah, the scavengers.
But hyenas will right. also kill something. They're well-rounded, if you will, but I'm like, they're like, yeah, we want to keep the natural balance. Like, and they show like a cougar or something.
Right.
Snarling. I'm like, I don't know what you know about cats. They're all about the kill.
Right. They want to.
Yeah.
They kind of.
There's
they
a joy that they get from the hunt.
Right. They get kind of jazzed about seeing sure. the light leave something's eyes. So I wonder if, like, are we going to
do
like.
Who does it?
We're going to like weekend at Bernie's these pets. We're going to kill him and then just, you know, throw sunshades on him like, oh, hello, cougar.
Yeah, right.
Until he comes over and attacks him.
I'm just like, wow. I mean, credit to him just for saying it outright.
And the thing, they're asking for pets. And I understand. People don't ever want to part with their pets if they have to. You know, I'm moving to a place that doesn't allow pets or whatever it is.
But instead of me calling Mike, hey, can you take in another cat? I'm like, don't bug Mike, man. Just call the zoo.
Right.
They'll feed it to whatever.
They'll just set it out there in the enclosure and see if the cougar doesn't want to play a little bit. But, you know, good on them for being honest, I guess.
Right, I agree.
Like,
yeah.
We are not going to mince words. We're just going to mince the meat. Talk about what we're doing with your animals over here. So, all right. Over to Denmark.
I mean, I guess at the end, people do that for us.
How's that now?
Hey, you know, they grow the cattle. They get rid of it. I go buy a steak.
Yeah.
I don't miss the thrill of the hunt, though.
No. Oh, I love going out there and just capping them.
Jesus.
I don't do that. In other news, over to France, where locals...
What are you saying like that? It makes it sound like you're just roaming the woods with a pistol.
I am, dude. Just look out.
I like to get up and close and personal with the deer before he knows that I'm around his neck.
I'm the woodland mobster out here, man. Just got a garrote. Over to France, where local farmers have a solution for squatters. Several viral videos have been shared online featuring the farmlands with caravans that allegedly descended upon the area illegally. Instead of
why? Do we know why?
Because it's big open land and they needed a spot to be.
Where was it?
Were they having like a festival or they just living there?
No, people just wanted to disappear somewhere.
Were there people that just travel in caravans?
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. Let's see here. Instead of simply asking the caravans to move along, the farmers elected to use what they had at their disposal and fertilized their ground.
Meaning that
they started spreading their slurry all over the field. This was met with aggression from the alleged squatters and mixed reviews on social media as to whether or not this was the right method of getting the group to move on.
It's their property.
That's right.
They can do what the hell they want. Get the hell off their property.
So, and that's the question.
No mixed review. Get the F off my property.
Right. And some folks were like, you know, should they have taken a more docile tact with
no.
Hey, could you guys move along?
No.
Maybe they had already tried.
That's what I'm thinking.
That's
you
where
probably
my
already approached them.
Right.
Maybe they moved, but they're still on your property, and you go like, I scramble poop.
Exactly.
That's why monkeys throw to people.
Absolutely.
It works.
For more viral video fun, we go to Florida, where pest control gets interesting. A video has been shared to social media of a local police officer handling a gator in a pool. The video shows the officer fishing the small gator out of the water using the debris net before just going all in and wrangling the beast with his bare hands. He's able to subdue the animal and remove him from the property without incident nor injury.
That's how you know it was a small gator.
Right. This was not a very big creature whatsoever. He could have taken a chunk out of him, but that's about it.
Yeah, but that there's a difference if it's like, hey, man, can you pull my house cat or can you grab that cougar?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm getting on the house cat.
Exactly. Exactly. But just in case those stories left a bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
To Maryland, where a friendly recommendation paid off big. A Potomac man told the media that he had no intention of buying any sort of lottery ticket on that fateful day a few months ago, but a friend with a gambling spirit convinced him to buy a fast play game for the low price of just $5. And what a great decision it was as he matched up the proper number to win himself a $50,000 jackpot. He plans on using the winnings to travel out of country to his home country. That should be fun.
Yeah, it sure will.
Yeah.
He'll never come back.
Yeah. I saw where he's going.
He's not
thinking,
coming back.
He's not coming back. Men's room sports. The men's room. The men's room. Yes, us. The Mariners defended their home turf well against the Rangers, beating Texas in a series 3-1.
Mm-hmm.
They absolutely won a 4-game series. Let's go, boys. Absolutely. Meanwhile, the Houston Astros have found themselves on a 3-game losing streak.
Nice.
Knocking heavily on wood, putting the Mariners just 2.5 games back of first place in the division and a solid 2 games ahead of the of Texas for the wild card race. So us beating Texas regardless was really, really what they needed, because when we went into that series, we were tied for the third spot in the wild card. We just cushioned that a little bit further.
Yep.
They've got the night off as Chicago comes to town. The Mariners will face the White Sox for a 3-game series starting tomorrow. You do have one baseball game available to watch, starting in just a few minutes, actually, over on MLB Network. As far as your weather, clouds are sticking around the night, bringing temperatures down to around 59. Tomorrow should be mostly cloudy day, with the temperatures topping out right around 76. And that is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thanks, sir. We'll see you next time for Sit and Spin Jazz Bands covering rock songs. Lovely Jolene's coming up next.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until tomorrow, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.